You're going to love this cheese. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
We always convert a few people. Here, try this. And they say, oh, I don't like goat cheese because they had it before and it wasn't fresh or it wasn't cared for properly or whatever. And then they take a taste and their eyes pop open and they say, I think I like goat cheese. And they buy some. So.
Wayne County's Gail Tanner and her husband Jim have gotten serious about their dairy goat operation that started up in 1995 when they moved to Tennessee from California.
So we wanted to continue our lifestyle, and we decided that a place in Tennessee would be nice. So we looked at the map and found the county with the least roads, and that's where we landed. And turns out it's perfect goat country. A little hot, but there's lots of browse. They love the blackberries and the wild roses and the brush and all the shrubbery that there is to browse on.
The Tanner's Bonnie Blue Farm is now the only registered dairy goat farm in Tennessee. They milk 16 goats twice a day, producing around 100 pounds of cheese each week.
Right now it's all the fresh, spreadable type Chev, they call it. It's just a creamy style cheese, different flavors, or some has is in a log shape that's rolled in herbs. And the other is packed into containers that has Cajun seasoning or garlic chive, the popular one.
Now, you can try some of this cheese yourself by stopping by their retail shop on the farm, or they are also set up each Saturday at the Farmers Market in Franklin. That goes on through October. And you can find it at the Market Square Restaurant in downtown Columbia.
We have a beautiful farm. It's 300 acres, and we have a log cabin on it for rent. So we're kind of doing the agritourism thing, and the goat dairy is just it's like the focus, but it's not everything.
Bonnie Blue Farm in Wayne County. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.